Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, the other day on the podcast, I was talking about the top players in the world in professional golf. And I want to give you a little analysis of the top players and what they're missing or what their Achilles heel is, where they need to improve, and really kind of focus in on who are the players that really have no weaknesses. In other words, who really is the best player in the world, and who's going to be the best player in the world going forward in the short-term, near-term future. So I analyzed the top 15 players in the world, plus one of the players that's kind of been up and coming, which is Sam Burns, who's 19th in the world. Okay. I'm going to start with him. Okay. Sam Burns, 19th in the world. Key statistics. Strokes gained tee to green and putting. He's 42nd strokes gained tee to green. Now, he could be improving. He's first strokes gained tee to green for 2022. Now, just a short sample, but pretty darn good that he's in that category. Being number one. And if that continues, who knows? Ninth in putting last year. Not as good so far in 2022. Around the green, 126. That's his weakness. But if anybody's going to become a top player, and you'll see when I go through all these statistics, a top 10 player in the world, you're not going to get there being 42nd strokes gained tee to green. Not going to happen. So he seems like a player. He looks like a player. But will the ball striking be good enough to get him there? All right, number 15 in the world ranking is Brooks Koepka. He is searching for his game. The last couple tournaments, not good. Missed the cut at Mayakoba, tied for 38th at the no-cut CJ Cup in Vegas. Tied for 67th at the Shriners Children's Hospital Tournament in Vegas. And then you go back to the playoffs, had a WD at the Tour Championship. Remember when he had a wrist issue, 22nd at the BMW, 31st at the Northern Trust, 54th at the FedEx St. Jude. And then you get to some decent finishes, 6th at the Open Championship, 5th at the Travelers, 4th at the U.S. Open. But Koepka, 11th last year in strokes gained tee to green, which is pretty good. 66th in putting. And he's 154th in three-putt avoidance. Now, I keep going back with Brooks Koepka. Now, obviously, he's a tremendous major championship player. Got four major championship victories in his eight tournaments. He is not a great putter. He's an opportunistic putter. He's been an opportunistic putter in the major championships. But I keep going back to the 2019, Masters that Tiger won. And Koepka had 5 penalty shots and 6 3 putts in that tournament. Tiger, no penalty shots and 1 3 putt. And Koepka lost by a shot. His problem, he doesn't putt good enough. Now, his ball striking is there. He'll tell you he's the best ball striker on tour. Nobody hits it more solid than him. Although the statistics don't really back that up. John Rahm was number one strokes gained tee to green last year, not Brooks Koepka. But Brooks Koepka was 11. But 66th in putting and 11th in ball striking and 154th in three-putt avoidance, that's not going to get it. Number 14, Hideki Matsuyama, 14th in the world, 15th last year, strokes gained tee to green. Not bad. But 15th in the world in strokes gained tee to green will get you about 14th in the world in the world rankings. Because here's the problem. 175th in putting and 113th in three-putt avoidance. He's not a good enough putter. He's one of those putters, like Adam Scott, like Sergio Garcia, like Justin Rose. They putted good enough to win one major. All of those players putted good enough to win one major. Adam Scott putted good enough to win the Masters. Justin Rose putted good enough to win the U.S. Open. Sergio Garcia putted good enough to win the Masters. And Hideki Matsuyama putted good enough to win the Masters. 175th in putting, that is not going to be good enough right there. There's your issue with him. Abraham Answer. A lot of people are high on Abraham Answer. He's a pretty consistent player. 28th in strokes gained tee to green, 29th in putting. Neither of those statistics are off the charts. And they're, you know, at 13th in the world, that's about what you're going to get right there. Those kind of statistics. Here's the problem he's got with upside potential. Like, I'm looking and thinking, okay, who's going to be end up in the top 10 in the world? And that's one thing I always look at. And, you know, there's usually a couple spots change, two, three, four spots change this last year. So far from last year, you've had two players move in the top 10, which is Louis Oosthuizen, and he moved into the top 10. And then you've got Victor Hovland moved into the top 10. Those are your two players that moved in the top 10. And the players who moved out were Tyrrell Hatton and Webb Simpson, who's moved way out to 25th. So I'm looking like, who's going to move in the top 10? Is Abraham Answer going to move in the top 10? He's 157th in distance. 157th in distance. The way the game's played today, they talk about his upside potential, what a great player he is, this and that. Hard to be a top 10 player unless you're just off the charts statistically with your ball striking if you're 157th in distance. Not a good number. So upside potential limited. Tony Finau finally won his second term. He's got two wins on the PGA Tour, 16th strokes gained tee to green, 91st in putting. Everybody knows his Achilles heel is his putter. Same thing there. Jordan Spieth. Incredible comeback story, 11th in the world from 82nd last year. Awesome. Is he overachieving to get to that spot? 41st in strokes gained tee to green, which is a big improvement from where he's been. Now, you know, it's not too long ago that he was second in that statistical category. So who knows? Maybe he could get back there. But he's 135th. And strokes gained off the tee. He's not particularly long, and he's not particularly accurate. Not a good combination. 41st strokes gained tee to green, 33rd in putting. You look at those statistics and say that player's ranked 11th in the world. They well, that's pretty darn good. How did you get that to happen? Probably not going to make it a lot higher than that when you look at that number. All right, we're going to look at the top 10 next, but let me remind you to check out my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, and you can do it for free. It's a great pain-relieving cream if you've got arthritis, muscle soreness, joint pain. You get your free two-week supply of Voodoo Pain Relief Cream at voodoopainrelief.com. And also, let me remind you to go to haneyuniversity.com. And check out my availability for golf lessons, which will be starting up just in a couple weeks. And also sign up for my free instructional videos that will go out three times a week. So you can do that at HaneyUniversity.com. All right. We'll be right back. Okay, the top 10 and where the upside potential lies. Victor Hovland, who just won the tournament in Mayakoba, player that a lot of people are high on, especially all the Europeans. 8th strokes gained tee to green, pretty darn good. 99th in putting, 124th around the greens, 93rd in three-putt avoidance. He putted awesome at Mayakoba. I think he finished first. How many times have I said that in the last year? How many times have I said, this guy just won and finished first? Rory did it at Wells Fargo. He did it at the CJ Cup. Victor Hovland did it here at Mayakoba. It happens so many times. Guys have that 1 week where they just putt the best they've putted, not just all year, but maybe all career, and they win. There are so many players that could, would, should win if they finish first for the week in putting. So I don't put a lot of stock in a win when a guy does it by finishing first in putting, frankly. I mean, unless they're just a great putter. Like if one of the best putters on tour finishes first in putting, then I'm going to say, well, you know what? You know, he's a great putter. And there he showed it again. But when somebody that's not a great putter finishes first in putting, I don't look at that and say the floodgates are going to open, because I don't see the floodgates open. He's a nice player. Is he going to be number one in the world? No, not unless his putting improves dramatically. Okay, Louis Oosthuizen is ninth in the world. He's won one tournament in his PGA Tour career. One. That's what he's won. He finished first last year in putting and couldn't muscle out of victory. It got him ninth in the world, but it couldn't. And you know what? He's never putted that good. That's an aberration. It won't happen again. That's an easy prediction to make, because it's hard to finish first in putting. But that putting performance last year is what he rode from 22nd in the world to 9th. And if you're looking for somebody who has a chance to move up in the world golf rankings or move down, I wouldn't pick him as the one that's going to move up. Rory McIlroy's 8th in the world after winning at the CJ Cup. 10th strokes gained tee to green last year. That's not even a great statistic for him, but it's still inside that top 10 that I look for. He can't do worse than top 10. He's just such a good ball striker. 66th in putting, which is actually pretty darn good for him. 102nd in three-putt avoidance. I talked about this the other day. It's tough to win Augusta with those putting statistics. But one thing that's amazing is he finished first in putting at Wells Fargo. He finished first in putting at the CJ Cup at the Summit in Las Vegas. So it's in there, but can he do it more often? Or can he just be a little more consistent with the putter? Because if he can, he has the ball striking to rattle off a lot of victories and move up and make a challenge for number one again. But I don't trust the putter. I don't trust the putter with him. Number 7. Bryson DeChambeau, 5th in strokes gained tee to green, 20th in putting. Those are good statistics. His weakness, the wedge, 178th in strokes gained from 50 to 125 yards. So when you're the longest hitter on tour, you're going to have a lot of those. And when you're bombing it off the tee, and then you're putting it in wedge distance, and you can't capitalize, that's not good. But think of it this way. Even if he's 178th with his wedges, strokes gained tee to green, proximity to the hole, 178th, okay, with his wedges, and that's what it's measured. It's just measures your proximity to the hole. He's 178th. If he was hitting a longer club in, he wouldn't be hitting it inside those wedges. So it's still a huge advantage, but he can't take advantage of it as much as he should without better wedge play. Will he get the wedge play better? We'll see. Justin Thomas, 6th in the world, down from 3rd from last year. He's got a new caddy, bones on the bag, 3rd, strokes gained tee to green. He is a very, very good ball striker, but he's not a great putter. 104th in putting. What's his upside potential? He's kind of slotted himself in to be in 100th, something like that in putting. It's not good enough. And the other thing is he's not a straight enough driver. Will Bones help him reading the greens? Could. Where's that going to get him? From 100th to 60th to 70th to 80th, whatever. You know what? He strikes it so good, he'll probably hang around that area right about there. Number five, Xander Schauffele. 17th strokes gained tee to green, 16th in putting. That's a good combination right there. Add those two up, and you're at 33. 17th strokes gained tee to green, 16th in putting, 33. And that would make him one of the top three players if you add up those categories right there. So that's pretty darn good. I think he's confident after winning the gold medal, even though, you know, that's not necessarily thought of as like a major championship, but it still boosted his confidence a lot. He's a very good ball striker. He's a very good putter. He's got some upside potential for sure. Patrick Cantlay, he's the one right there. Third in strokes gained tee to green, 30th in putting. I would look at him, number four in the world. I look at him and I say, you know what? He's the guy right there that can possibly get after John Rahm. Now, he's 131st in three-putt avoidance, so he three-putts a little too much. But his overall putting statistic has improved tremendously, and that's a big thing. The next one is on the list, number three in the world, Dustin Johnson. I don't know what kind of has happened to his game. 29th strokes gained tee to green, just an awful year striking the ball. Oh, my gosh. And 21st off the tee. That's a category where he's always first or second. Not good. 28th in putting. Actually putted pretty good, but didn't strike good. Will he have another year striking the ball like that? Oh, not likely. You know, one thing I wonder about these guys, why, like you think of Dustin Johnson, these guys are always trying new drivers. All these companies come out with new drivers all the time. He's with TaylorMade. They make one of the best drivers there is, no doubt about it. But to see a guy who finishes first or second in driving, and then they got a new driver out, it makes me wonder. But maybe there's other things, you know. Maybe it's information from the coaches. Who knows what it is. But those statistics, when you look at it, those aren't statistics that he ever has. I would think he's going to do better, and I think, you know, he's definitely a top three player again at the end of next year. Colin Morikawa is second in the world right now. He's second strokes gained tee to green. But he's 178th in putting last year and 112th in distance. Now, the 112th in distance is not awful because you're going to pick your spots, and he's such a good ball striker. But with him, it's just all about his putting. Can he challenge John Rahm? I don't know. John Rahm, first strokes gained tee to green, 42nd in putting. John Rahm's worst statistic is from 50 to 150 yards. He was 61st in proximity to the hole. That's his worst statistic. John Rahm is the best player in the world. No doubt about it. Not even close. I would expect him to keep on rolling. Other players have a chance to jump up there. McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Patrick Cantlay, Schauffele, DeChambeau, Justin Thomas. Those are your top players. But John Rahm's by far the best. That's my analysis for you right there. You hear everything about this guy did this guy did that, this guy's going to win this guy's going to win that. Got to have the statistics to back it up. If you don't have the statistics to back it up, nah, it's not happening. It's happening for John Rahm, though. It's happening for Patrick Cantlay. It's happening for Colin Morikawa whenever he putts good. It's happening for Dustin Johnson, for sure. And Schauffele, too. Those guys. Those are your guys right there. And Justin Thomas, if he putts better, it's happening for him. Bryson DeChambeau, it's happening for him too. These are your top players. And if he doesn't decide he wants to just be a long drive champion, whatever. It's a little analysis for you right there to think about next time you see golf on TV and you see the big boys teeing it up. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.